For the past 6 years, the Vikings have had a special teams group because of coordinator Mike Prefer, who joins us right now. How are your guys looking through the offseason program, Coach?
It's been a really good spring. Our veterans have come back, and we've built a good foundation here, but they've come back with a great attitude, a great work ethic, and that permeates through the locker room because the younger guys have come in and they bought into that work ethic and that attitude about special teams. And, you know, you can't tell a whole lot, obviously, without pads on, but you can tell the techniques and the fundamentals that we've been working on have improved throughout the entire spring. And, you know, this is just a hard-working team, offense, defense, special teams, and, you know, we're just trying to keep up with the O&D right now.
Yeah, I would imagine the continuity is an important thing for you as much as it is for all the other coaches. But you also want to learn about the new players. So how do you balance that?
Well, in special teams, as you know, Mike, we have probably the most changes with our depth chart year in and year out because we did re-sign Marcus Sherrills.
That was a big deal getting Marcus Sherrills back, right? Re-sign here. I mean, it's not the cute story of Marcus Sherrills, the former Gopher, anymore. I mean, teams across the league know who Marcus Sherrills is, and he's staying here.
And it was a big sign for us. And, you know, that was, Rick and Coach Zimmer and personnel people, that was a great sign and going out and making sure that he is back in the fold. And what Marcus brings to the table, a lot of people don't understand how important he is, not only as a punt returner, but as a gunner on the punt team. He's phenomenal. He's been playing L1 on kickoff for the last 5 years. And he either makes a big play or saves a touchdown or whatever the case may be. And then he can play on kickoff return as a returner. I used him some as an off returner last year as one of our halfbacks. He can block. He can return the ball. You're right. It's not just a cute story. He's a good football player, and people around the league recognize that. And I think his market value went up because of that.
Talk about Blair and Jeff and where you're at with those guys, because this is a big-time transition, playing your home games outdoors for the last 2 years, now moving into U.S. Bank Stadium. So talk about the way last season ended, how you're using that, and then the things you talk about going inside to U.S. Bank Stadium.
I'll talk about Jeff first. One of the things that Jeff did is he got us through that two-year transition period in TCF, and that was not an easy thing to do. In fact, you talk to the other punters and kickers around the league that came to Minnesota last year to play in our home games. They were very, very concerned about the wind and the weather and the venue itself.
Not easy.
It's not easy at all. In fact, I was proud of the way Jeff reacted the last 2 years. In fact, in the games last year that he punted in against some of the better punters in the league, he outpunted them in the games that we had at home. So Jeff's a very good punter. His challenge was to go get stronger as well. Compact his approach a little bit more, get off a little bit quicker. He's had an outstanding spring. He's worked very, very hard in that regard. And, you know, going indoors, I think, will help him. They've already been down to U.S. Bank Stadium a couple different times. And, you know, obviously they love the venue like any punter or kicker would. But they, I expect him to play at a high level this year. And he knows that. And I think that's the kind of pressure we're going to put on him throughout training camp to get him to continue to get better. And then Blair, Blair's come back with a great attitude. He's had a fantastic offseason. He's tweaked a couple things that we need to continue to work on that we talked about in January when he left here. He's one of the top five kickoff guys in the NFL. That'll continue to improve. He's got a very strong leg, even though he's leaner now, but I believe he's stronger than he's been. He's still growing too. I think this is year five for him. So I'm excited about his progress. His attitude's been great. Last year, that last game, I mean, he would have been the MVP of that game if he made that last one. He made the other three that were in near impossible conditions. And so I'm real proud of the way he's reacted to that, all that adversity, and he's only gotten better. So I'm excited about him.
How do you evaluate after a practice or a game? Because you have so many different phases. So,
right.
What kind of dictates your mood of how practice went? Is it how the kickoff team did, or even after a game? What determines that for you?
After a game, it's obviously if we won or lost. Did we help contribute to the win? Did we hurt the team if we lost? Those type of things are what go through my mind right after a game. Then going back and watching the tape and evaluating every player. We probably have 25 to 30 plays a game, but we're grading all 11 guys. Ryan Ficken and I grade, all 11 players on every play. So that's important for us to go back and see, hey, did we play as well as we thought we did, or did we play as poor as we thought we did? Or, obviously reality lies somewhere in between. That's what we always tell each other. I think we've got a good system here. The guys practice hard. They play hard. We're not going to be perfect. The other guys are getting paid too, across the field. So, but the number one priority, obviously, is to win a game. Do we help our football team win? And that's the number one goal.
Well, you're great at what you do, and you're great to us. So thanks for your time and all your hard work.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. It was a pleasure.